My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Preston's Report Card.
Brought to you by Rice Mirtha Pesaurus.
The aftermath of an accident can feel like you're getting wrecked again. Don't get wrecked twice. For the best advice, call Rice Mirtha Pesaurus at 410 Rice Law.
Preston's Report Card.
Mike Preston's Report Card. Mike, who, in your opinion, as you look back on it, was the most impressive player on the field yesterday, either team?
Besides Max, Bill Cosby's little brother, Max, was very impressive.
It's his first cousin, Crosby.
Yeah, he's a Huxtable. Owe, I thought, played well.
Okay.
Kyle Van Noy played well, especially for a guy who struggled with the eye injury during the course of the week. I thought he played very well.
Devontae Adams and Brock Bowers played really well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're not in the report card. Sorry.
Game balls, definitely.
No, they don't have to be. I'm just talking in general. They don't have to be in the report card.
No, those guys played extremely well, especially in crunch time. I mean, that's where he went. I mean, he stared them down, went to them, and challenged the Ravens, and they went out.
The old adage was that a tight end, it takes a little while for them to kind of get going. LaPorta comes in the
707 drills, man. 707 leagues.
You look at all these guys. There's so many good ones.
Mike, you gave the coaching staff a D, okay? I'm going to act like a student. Professor Preston, you gave me a D. Right. What do I have to do to bring that up at least to a B?
Win a game. Just one game. See, I'm just messing with you. You know, you hear this guy talking about win 15 games.
Right.
I mean, we've all been coaches. We know how to be in that situation. You don't worry about winning 15 games.
Yes.
Win one game.
And that's the thing that contradicts himself, man, because he talks about one game at a time, but your defense is the next 15 games.
Next 15 games. No, win a game. One game. You were 0-2. All right? Win a game, and then we go from there. But coaching, the challenges they lost, the adjustments, they got out-coached in the second half where the Raiders just came out and offensively moved the ball down the field. Defensively, they couldn't make stops in the last 12 minutes of the game. Gave up two field goals and a touchdown. That can't happen. You want your defense on the field. That's the position you want to be in. They couldn't handle it. They couldn't close out the game. So, no, they get a D.
Mike, what about running backs? Was it kind of a mixed bag? When we talked about the false starts with Derrick Henry, that sucks. Why didn't you go back to it? Why weren't we seeing more carries? And why couldn't you close out a game when you have the best battering ram in football?
Part of the problem were the penalties. You know, when you come out in first down and you're committing penalties, and then all of a sudden you're first and 15 and first and 20 with those kind of things, that puts you in the hole. Then you got to throw the football. And then at one point, the Ravens, I think in the fourth quarter, they were like third and whatever, and then they throw like a 10-yard pass, and I'm like, that's not going to do anything.
Right.
But
that's
basically what you're forced into that situation because you're not taking care of the penalties, and they put you in those situations. So,
and Joe just tells me Henry's first false start was a third and one.
Yeah, well,
so that puts you behind schedule.
Yeah, it does. And the thing was, what was it? Was a twitching of the foot or something like that twice?
He fell over. He lost his balance.
Oh, I fell over. Oh, I fell over again.
It was Charlie Kohler took the direct snap. They got a first down, and then they whistled the play dead because he he literally lost his balance and leaned forward. It was like, dude, that's the second time you've done that in 10 minutes.
He was excited. Leave him alone.
It's ridiculous, man.
Mike, you started off the receivers grade by saying, like a week ago, it took the Ravens a while to get all of their pass catchers involved in the offense. And then you proceeded by giving them a C. So, with that being said, is that the fault of play calling, or is that Lamar's job to get these guys involved earlier?
I think it's a combination of all of those things. You know, for the most part, when you go into a game, you want to get your playmakers involved early because you want to get them hot. You want to get that adrenaline flowing. They don't do that. I mean, likely? We didn't see much of him at all. We saw some Andrews, but it's like, for some reason, they can't get their two tight ends involved in the offense. And those are your guys. I mean, Bateman, he didn't do much for me. Aguilar is just out there.
I like Bateman a lot.
But they don't get him involved until the second half of games. Why?
Well, let me ask you about special teams, because it'd be remiss if we didn't bring it up, because Tucker misses a field goal, how things set up for it. People are talking about Tucker beyond 50 and the struggles. It's not just that. It's also, you know, some of the penalties and different things we've seen, the bad punt. What are your thoughts on special teams?
They need to improve as far as when to return a punt, when to return a kickoff. There were some problems there where you just kind of thought, like, why is he coming out of the end zone on this kickoff? Mm-hmm. You should just hold and take the ball at the 30, because you're not going to get back that far. You know, and those are the things we addressed last year, and they caught on. But why are we still addressing those things at the beginning of this season? It's basically the same personnel from a year ago. They haven't changed that much, but still they're struggling in those areas, and they need to be addressed.
Again, Mike Preston's report card, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Quarterback, a C. C minus, actually. Running back, C plus. Offensive line, a D. Receivers, a C. On the defense, defensive line, a B. Linebackers, a B plus. Secondary, a C. Special teams gets a C. Coaching gets a D. Mike went through each position earlier on Monday Morning Quarterback. You can go on the Odyssey app right now to hear that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.